With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Hello, this is How to Kill an Hour. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you're killing some time with us. My name is Marcus Bronzy.
My name is Funk Butcher.
How you doing, Funk?
I'm all right. I'm well, which is, I don't know if I'm in the minority or the majority.
It's crazy out there.
I mean, considering what part of the news you're looking at, yeah.
Exactly. After our episode last week, giving the full rundown on what the coronavirus is.
It'd be good to have an update since then, because it's like, I don't know if we made things worse. We tempted fate. A whole country's been locked down by right now.
There's a few things that have been going on. To go through all of them, it would be a whole new episode again. One of the main things that is very interesting is Italy has quarantined 16 million people. Now, their current population is about 60.
So that's it's the whole country.
It's the whole country now. Now it's 60.
Is it all 60? Yeah. So yesterday, before the recording, it was 16.
We went from 16 to 60.
So now the whole country is under quarantine. Yeah. So what does that mean then?
Lockdown.
You're not allowed.
Yeah, but like, are you allowed out of your house because you're in quarantine? So everybody in Italy must stay in their house at the moment.
Only, I think the President Conte said you only allowed out for work reasons. Is it right, Billy?
So everybody, Billy's just double checking. So it's gone in the last 48 hours from 16, which is 25% of the population, to 60.
Yeah.
I would not have put Italy in the conversation if I was talking about the first country to have a full nationwide lockdown.
Yeah,
Italy was so unsuspecting.
I was on social media last night doing a little bit of digging and investigating, and I found out that apparently where it first hit in widespread was in the north of the country. And in the north, there are a lot of Chinese workers who contribute to the fashion industry.
You're right.
And that's where they said some of it may have started from in terms of Italy. The Iran thing is quite puzzling.
Wait a second. So is it people coming from Wuhan, traveling over there, looking at designs, bringing design work? So it's people that are business people traveling between Italy and China a lot.
But this is the thing. We don't know at the moment whether or not it's actually been contained in Wuhan in China. It could be all over China. So there could be someone who's bought it from different parts of China.
But you're saying it's the fashion industry in Italy. The fact that their suppliers are in China, that's where they're saying in the north of Italy. So they're saying people that obviously travel to China to get materials, goods, check samples, whatever, they're coming back, and that's where that information
is. No, the workers.
So the just the workers.
Yeah. So some of the workers that actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm, all right. And Iran? Billy's got some more information. God, look at us. We're like the Corona hotline.
Right, so we got Italy's. This is a tweet from yesterday.
Hello,
Italy's PM Conte just put all of Italy under the same lockdown rules as North. He calls it the I stay home decree. People can only move around for work reasons, transportation of essential goods, for other pressing needs, or for health reasons, effective tomorrow AM, which is today. He said, "This is for the good of the country. The right decision is to stay home. The future of Italy is in our hands. Everyone has to play his part. Yada yada yada. The same restrictions previously imposed parts of Italy now extend to the whole country. No public gatherings, no weddings, funerals, schools, museums, etc., etc."
Jesus,
it's a little bit of a weird lockdown though, because how can you quarantine people but still send them to work?
Yes, it doesn't make sense because it's very counteractive.
We don't want you to suffer, but we care about the economy more than anything.
Yeah, and at the same time, how are you going to... if you're working, you still could carry the virus around.
Of course.
I don't know. I suppose they just don't want the country to grind to a halt, but...
It has
60 million people.
People still need food, though, innit? So you're going to have to go out and or get your food delivered. Someone has to deliver your food.
Yeah, you mean it's Italy, bro? They've got make pasta at home, isn't it? Come on, man. That's not even racist, though, bro. Come on, they got pasta.
A pasta shortage. Yeah. Is that what you're predicting?
Yeah, man. No, not a pasta. There'll never be a pasta shortage in Italy. There'll just be more pasta. There'll be people that Italy will finally probably be sick of pasta. They'll be sick of homemade. You know how there's always the Italian thing. You know, tastes like mamas. Mamas cooking. They'll be sick of mamas cooking.
Don mio.
Yeah. They'll be craving Domio. They'll be like, I'm sick of mama's cooking. I just want chips. I think some fish and chips.
Somebody actually tweeted a scenario that imagine if you was in a really, really, really bad relationship and you got quarantined with that person. I mean, to stay in a house with that person for 6 months.
You tried to break up with somebody and just as you broke up with them, look, I think it's over. I don't think it's going to work out between us. You go to leave the front door, police are there.
And armed guards push you back in.
Say, sorry, you got to stay in there. Boy.
Sorry, then there were 6 months in your relationship.
Surprise, psych.
I think I read somewhere as well that you face arrest if you go out.
Yeah.
We better sort out how we're going to do the podcast when Corona kicks in, innit?
Yeah.
It's all right. With the power of internet, we're all right. We're safe.
Well, they've definitely got a lot of time to kill now. Maybe they could be listening.
I know a few Italian influencers. We should have got one on the phone, innit? Like people that do like photography and stuff. Yeah. I should have seen because their like livelihood is going out and about taking photos.
What are
going
to take them now? I get cabin fever.
Would you?
Yeah.
How long do you think you'd last in the house?
About 24 hours.
I'd love it, bruv.
I'd escape, you know.
I'd love it.
I'd risk getting arrested.
Really?
Yeah. I'd run for the shops.
Oh, you'd have to miss football.
Yeah.
That would hurt you, wouldn't it? Because if you don't know, Funk is a big football fan. He loves his 5-a-side, 7-a-side, 11-a-side, 15-a-side.
15-a-side.
50-a-side. Battle Royale football. Funk's involved in it.
Sierra A's been suspended, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they had to play games behind closed doors the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, it could happen to the Prem as well.
Did you see that meme of Cristiano Ronaldo pretending to shake fans' hands as he left the coach?
No.
He was actually pretending like there was people there to talk to. He's like, he's shaking imaginary people's hands.
That's cold. That's so cold. But you know what? Whatever's necessary. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, we will keep you updated with Corona. 60 million people. And in the UK, we ran out of toilet paper, generally, which has not affected me in my house because I've always got a stack of toilet paper.
Get a bidet, man. I think that's what we should be heading towards anyway in the future. Everyone should have a bidet in their house.
Yeah, not to wash your hands with. Yeah.
We always end up talking about shitting on this podcast. Yeah.
Him.
Yeah. It's come towards us. It's come to us now. Yeah. And wait, we didn't speak about shit. You're the one that said the word shit, Bill.
B-Day, you just use a B-Day after taking a shit. When else would you use a B-Day?
I don't know. I've never used one, Billy.
I just use it for luxury, sometimes for no reason. I might have just brushed my teeth and I look at you and go, let's get the hot water on. Let's get it cracking. Hear me? It's nice, man.
I never forget that Beyonce had an album called B-Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Never. No one rinsed her for that.
Maybe she got a clean batty.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to. I don't want it with the bees. Funk will already mess with the bees. He's done it before. I'm not messing with the beehive, boy. Yeah, the beehive are dangerous.
I just took my antihistamines after all those stings.
Who won that? Who won that tussle?
Me, of course.
No,
I'm still here.
I haven't been cancelled. If we clip this and put this on, so what happens to the beehive if you mess with them? Do they just go on your Insta and just put bees in all the comments?
They are absolutely fantastic because they will search any sort of reference. Even if you strategically spell Beyonce and you spell the E with a three to get around it, they'll find you,
They'll find you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Corona. So like it's becoming, I mean, we were cracking jokes about it last week.
Yeah.
But we've gone from last week, Italy not having any quarantine, to 60 million people quarantined. Yeah. I'm not concerned, but let's just say when we go to our interview to meet up with the guys that are behind Bulletproof 2, I think we're going to get cab. I shouldn't be like that, but I feel like public transport is not for me right now.
How scared are you of public transport?
Of public transport? Yeah. I've not taken any public transport
since this happened
for a couple of weeks now. Yeah,
No, that's an exaggeration.
No, man, I've never been the biggest fan of public transport. So I've even done some trips up north, and it was the choice between driving or train. Usually, you can do some emails on the train, but I was just like, nah, drive.
Yeah,
I don't know. I shouldn't be, because if we're looking at the percentage of people that are dying, it is still really old people or really sick people that are dying. Yeah?
Well, this is the problem.
We should be low risk.
Is that percentage real? Because we had 0.06 on Billy's sign.
All right, Tiny Temper over there.
Tiny Temper just said, I don't believe in coronavirus.
Shout out to Michael Lewis. Yeah. He said, Tiny Temper, the world famous virologist. <Yeah.
laughs> Dr. Temper.
Dr. Temper.
Dr. Temper. Dr. Temper, what is your prognosis?
Dr. Temper is he's not allaying everyone's fears. He's actually stoking fears, saying it's not real.
I tweeted this, like, this is what Brexit and fake news has done to people. They like, just don't believe anything. It's like,
this is the age we're at where we head to celebrities for our information, our knowledge.
And celebrate washing hands like it's something that you should be proud of. Yeah. Like, people are like, I wash my hands. But there's there's a really cool website that I found the other day. Yeah, this is very How to Kill an Hour, right?
Coronavirus is a way to make the place more hygienically sterile, then let's go for it. Because there's not enough of that hand washing being going on.
Massive shout out to washyourlyrics.com. So washyourlyrics.com, you go to the website and you put in the artist and your tune, like put in your favorite artist and their song, and it'll have the first 30 seconds of the song, the lyrics, it'll put them under the hand washing instructions. So you can play the first 30 seconds of your tune and wash your hands at the same time. It's sick. We'll get a clip of this. We'll put this online for you guys to have a look at it. I'll show it to Fun quickly. So it's got the hand washing instructions, but you can have it with like pusher tees if you know, whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's sick. That's such a clever idea. The guy behind it, what's his name? The gentleman behind it. I'll find out who he is. Oh, man. I thought that was great.
So technically, if you sing that much part of the lyrics, then you've washed your hands thoroughly enough.
For 30 seconds. Okay. Yeah, for 20 seconds. Okay. So you can like rap along. Yeah. I think that's a sick idea,
So
man.
If you've done like, I don't know, 8 bars of the verse, then your hands are still dirty.
Yeah, because there are still people that go to the men's and just do like put the water on and just have 2 flicks, like they flick their hands under it. It's a guy called Neon Cloth.
Okay.
He's called William.
Can we start rolling out a bit some sterner William sentences Gibson. For those people that pretend to wash their hands? They put the tap on.
Yeah, they put the tap on. Yeah.
And then they hover their hand next to the water, but it doesn't make contact with the water. And then,
All right, I've got some strong words for people like that. Listen here, you pricks. Yeah. I hope you don't just get coronavirus. I hope you get a disgusting plague-like disease where you shit your own liver out.
Which people
And the last thing you see before you die is your liver in the toilet bowl.
And what kind of people it is?
People that don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
And I hope the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your groin.
They're actually arresting doctors for potentially calling in sick.
Really?
If they're willing to arrest doctors who actually may genuinely be sick.
Why would they arrest you if you're sick?
Because doctors obviously are an essential source of knowledge and help during this crisis.
Yeah.
So they've got to be working around the clock. That's what the Iran government are saying. So
is this what's happening in Iran?
Yeah, this was happening in Iran. It was on Channel 4 News last night. So in that regard, you have to arrest these people who aren't washing their hands. That sounds fair to me. Mm. Arrest them.
It's crazy.
Not hose them down in the streets.
Boris,
the mayor of London, he invested himself in quite a few water cannons recently. Yeah. And I think this is the last election.
Yeah.
Put those water cannons to good use. Let's hose people down, wash them.
Can't do that. Fill them with Dettol and spray them down. Right, so coronavirus.
Does anyone
in here know anyone that has got corona?
Yeah, I've got it.
What? Get out.
So it was a great episode of How to Kill an Hour. Thank you very much. Plenty of ways to kill some time in there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Can you hear it?
Seriously though, does anyone know anyone that's got corona?
Huh?
Does anyone know any? I don't know anyone.
Would anyone tell you though?
I feel like people probably put it on the gram and make like a hashtag corona thing out of it. Make a sob story.
For content.
Yeah. It'd be like, you know when you watch X Factor and you have, like, you know, X Factor, it's always like, you know, James used to enjoy playing football outside.
Look at the music.
Ever since James contracted coronavirus, he's been left alone. Quarantined, you might say. All James wanted to do was live the life of any young boy. But yeah, don't forget, I'm not going to go into it. But you know what I mean? It's just like, that's what someone would do. Someone would make a big deal about it on the gram. Yeah. Anyway. So corona, we'll keep an eye on it. Should we do another corona update at some point? Should we do a weekly corona update?
Yeah, do you still think it's a big hoo-ha though?
I think it's a virus. I really don't. You know what? I've tried to stay Right, so I'll be honest. Funk, you know this. Billy, you know this. I don't partake in everyday news consumption, yeah. Right? So when something's big enough, I like to think it finds me via, you know, sources like you, you guys, I don't usually have things playing my mind regularly.
Yeah.
Corona has been something that has played my mind. I've been out and about. I've heard a little cough. Yeah, and I've been like, huh, you get me? Or I've decided to take, you know, transport around by myself instead of public transport. So
as someone who lives in the capital of London, which is can be quite dangerous at times, you're reacting to coughs like you're hitting gunshots now.
I'm ducking down if I ever go, I'm wearing a bulletproof face mask. Yeah, man, I'm more scared of coughs than I am of gunshots. Yes.
Did you hear about the World Health Organization? So apparently that would got your own in check. So animals were linked to the cause and the spread of this virus at its inception.
Okay.
But apparently the WHO has ruled out dogs. So
it wasn't dogs.
So apparently who let the dogs out?
I just want to read something real quick about coronavirus.
What's the source, Bill, though? What's the source, please?
The source? Daniel Story from BBC Sport.
Okay, cool. All right.
Nottingham Forest owner Evangelos Marinakis, who was at the home game on Friday, has announced he has coronavirus. Also, Marinakis owns Olympiacos, with whom he spends plenty of time. They play Wolves on Thursday. This is getting ridiculous for someone that doesn't actually matter. Wolves game is already behind closed doors, but he met the players and fans the last week. So he met fans and players and shook their hands.
They've
last
all got
week.
It.
So literally, the whole of Nottingham might have coronavirus because of this one guy.
I think the fans would agree they've got quite a sick team.
So for non-footy fans, the owner of a team has met the players of a team and fans of a team in Nottingham.
Yep.
Let's keep our eyes on Nottingham then. There we go. Right. Anyway, so Funk, how have you been killing time recently?
I've been killing time by dodging the corona. Keeps you very fit. And watching Castlevania on Netflix. I'm a big fan of my anime adult kind of series. And Castlevania, one for the nostalgic heads. They're back again. I think it's season four. Season three. And it just tells the story of Trevor Belmont, Alucard, Dracula. It's kind of in that arena, and it's very, very, very I'd say interesting,
because Castlevania used to be a game, right? Originally, right? It was a game from, like, how old is it? Very old, right? And they've made this adaptation, and it's kind of had a new lease of life.
It has.
So would you say, if you weren't a fan of the Castlevania games, you could still get into this?
Well, that's why I say it's very interesting, because even the last season that I watched, I binge watched last night, a lot of the themes in it, you would find in a lot of live action adult series on Netflix. And it's interesting seeing it in a cartoon form.
All right. Wait, you watched the whole season in one night?
That's the thing, the seasons are so short. They're not long enough. They're really not long enough. So, I mean,
bruv, that's nine. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Did you sleep last night?
They only average 25 minutes, though.
Okay, so only 250 minutes you've watched then. Jeez.
4 hours. Back to back.
Billy with a quick maths. Yeah, that's 4 hours, man. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So you enjoyed that?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. All right, fair enough. So I've been doing a little bit of streaming as well before we get onto the main topic of conversation for today's pod. I went and saw Disney Plus.
I called it out, man.
I really want to pull the audio, but Funk said it so many times.
Give me my props, man.
It must be about 18 months ago. Funk said on this show, I'll be the first to admit it, he said Disney are really going to put a big bit of effort into their streaming.
No, do you know what I hear pop song? This one over here, Billy. Billy doubted me. Billy,
really?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what episode it was?
Billy sink low into this chair like he's trying to hide. I went in. I said their catalogue is too strong.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Yes. These are, I would just start wrong and strong kind of thing here, right?
What episode was it in, though?
I can't remember.
All one right. Nail to the butcher.
These, though, there's not a lot of quote-unquote, it's going to be really bad turn of phrase, adult content, because most of Disney stuff is aimed at kids. It's like, you got the Aladdin, you got Mulan, you got Toy Story. The adult stuff is probably Star Wars, and even that, there's not a lot of blood in Star Wars, though.
Is that Mulan for kids? Doesn't look it. It looks quite adult, that Mulan, the new Mulan film.
Oh, no, the cartoon one.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the new one they've brought out.
Yeah, that'd be at the cinema, wouldn't it? Yeah. It's not going to be...
But they're probably going to give some sort of first access to Disney Plus users or some sort of content. I mean, they can afford to do that.
Or, yeah, well, I was in the room, bruv. I've had the conversation with them. So Disney Plus, we went over to go and see them in a swanky hotel in central London last weekend. They gave us the full content lineup, mm-hmm. and they gave us a little go on the app as well. We actually put a video out on Twitter. I just show it on my phone.
Yeah,
put it out there. And Disney are not messing around. For starters, there's loads of different points where I feel like they really want to kind of take over the streaming game. Like, number one is price. They're not messing around with price. So
it's very cheap, isn't it? Considering
it's very reasonable. So the price per month at launch is going to be $5.99, mm-hmm. right? But if you order now before March the 23rd, 2020, for $49.99, you get a year subscription, which works out as £4.17 per month.
That's crazy.
Hands up, I've been subscribed for at least 2 weeks.
There you go. There we go. Okay. Oh, here's a little bonus as well. You can use Disney Live, which is their current service where they've tested out stuff as well. So you can currently use access and Disney stuff that isn't available anywhere else.
So let's break that down a little bit. Let's simplify mm-hmm. that even more. So for $4.75.
Yeah, for two chocolates a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
£4.17. That's Star Wars content.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that.
Marvel content.
We will get to that.
National Geographic content.
We'll get to that.
What's that? Pixar content.
We'll get. Yeah, 100%. I'll let you know everything.
Good
you get.
Grief. Okay, if you was Netflix in human form, how much would you be perspiring right now?
I'd be looking at our contracts, thinking, when do we have to relinquish the Marvel content that we've got
really?
Now? Because there is still Marvel content, I believe, on Netflix, but I don't think it's a case of them actively pulling it. Yeah. I think when those contracts run out, they'll be like, you know, this is how much it will cost to renew. They might still lease out Marvel to Netflix, but it ain't going to be a cheap affair.
Is Disney like, we'll let you have Iron Man 1?
You know what I'll be doing?
Yeah.
If I was Netflix, you know what I'd be doing? I'd be knocking on the door to Premier League. I've been knocking on the door at La Liga. I've been knocking on the door at NFL, NHL, NBA.
For live stuff.
I'd be getting all the sport.
Mm. Do you know what? I don't think anyone would be willing to relinquish their contracts. Did you know, for example, the fact that WWE moved on to BT Sport from Sky, the amount of money that had to get thrown around to make that happen, it's a really big deal. It'd be great if they could get into live. But yeah, we could talk about that in a sec, actually, because there's actually some stuff that links onto that. But when I heard about this price, I wanted to check if there are any catches or anything. So I thought, £4.17, how many people can log in and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. At the moment, I believe Netflix is at $6.99?
I'm paying like 12 quid, and that's for the Ultra HD and up to four screens at once.
There you go.
That's so like the UK top of the list. So that's £120 a year.
Jeez.
Just over £120 a year.
And for...
That's more than PlayStation Plus.
For Disney, you get four people, 4K access, and up to seven profiles. So four people can watch at the same time, but you can have seven profiles with children's profiles as well.
That's for a third of the price.
Quite interesting. So yeah, that's the cost rise, yeah? And then, like Funk said, you get Disney, Pixel, Marvel, Star Wars, Nat Geographic as well, and exclusive programming. And I want to put this into an extra category. You have the collection, the Disney collection. So you have all of the original animations, all of the Disney TV shows, yeah? And then all of the new live action versions of them as well. So I've got, that's nine categories of content. A lot of people have been asking as well, stuff comes out weekly.
Oh, really?
On Disney Plus in the States, and they've had it for a while. We get everything that they've had up until now as well. Mm. So we're not going to like start from the first episode of The Mandalorian. Have to wait week by week. And they've got, and then they've got the original content as well, once they start pulling in data and see what we watch, it's going to be insane, because they don't know what to make for us.
600 episodes of The Simpsons as well.
Yeah, Simpsons as well, because they own Fox. Disney own Fox.
Here's a question as well.
Yeah.
Altered Carbon, that's a Netflix original, isn't it?
It is.
The Witch is a Netflix original.
Yeah.
Could you see those type of shows on Disney? Like a more mature, not Disney like, because even though Pirates of the Caribbean is more mature, it's still Disney-fied.
Do you know Marvel have a new film coming out soon? Because I went to see The Invisible Man and Marvel. I saw the trailer for it. Marvel have got an adult film about these young mutants. And, I forgot what it's called for the life of me. But
it's on Netflix.
No, it's not on Netflix. It's actually a film coming out. But that's probably what they're going to do. They're going to take their catalogue and make adult themed, a bit like the Joker. So they you take a character and you push it to...
Is it the New Mutants? Is that the
New Mutants? Yeah. Okay, cool. So New Mutants is probably going to be where they enter into that market of R-rated and 18
yeah,
plus.
Yeah, they have to. They yeah. have to. They can't. And I understand Disney. So, for example, we've done a lot of stuff with Avengers and stuff like that. And we've noticed when we're in the boardrooms and stuff, I'll be like, oh, that's crazy, sick and wicked what Hulk did when I threw someone off the bridge. And yeah. then all the people from Disney go, yeah, that's really heroic. Yeah. It's really like, because they want to make it like yeah. a childlike thing. But I think once they get the stats in and they see how many people are watching Deadpool and stuff,
yeah.
they're going to have to find a way to kind of allow Disney to not be that wholesome kind of frigging white bread.
They'll bring in some, yeah, they'll bring in some contemporary writers and they'll turn yeah. Snow White into some young woman trying to get away from a pimp.
Even that.
In Harlem.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Hulu is supposed to be coming over to the UK next year.
Yeah.
Hulu will be by Disney. So okay. that'll be part of the Disney Plus arm. So I think that's where all the mature stuff will go.
Perfect idea. You know what? You're right. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if for a quid extra a month you get Hulu in the mix. Do you know what I mean? Or £2 extra you get Hulu. And then, yeah, that's
I'm actually getting secondhand anxiety for Netflix now because I can't see their... I can't see their... Unless they pull off that thing with the sport.
Here's where it's interesting, because Disney... Netflix spent a lot of time throwing money. Remember, we always wondered, why is Netflix in debt? Why are they acquiring so much money to sign and make their own original content? And it's because of this very reason.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to not keep themselves ahead. They're trying to keep up with the amount of back catalogue that Disney has and was acquiring at the time.
You can't buy the years of nostalgia and the connection people have yeah. with this catalogue, yeah, though, because yeah. some of the titles on Disney are like literally 50, 60, bro, 70 years old.
We've not even spoken about Mickey Mouse yet.
Exactly.
The cornerstone.
Yeah.
Of, do you know what I mean? He is, you know, he is, I was going to say the Bill Cosby. Wrong.
Yeah.
He's not the Bill Cosby.
Yeah. But he's...
Have a little drink of this. Ha ha. Ha ha. Dr. Mickey. Ha ha.
Yeah. That's their 18 Mickey plus Jello, content. Huh? There it is right there. That's the R-rated.
Surviving Mickey.
Yeah, Surviving Mickey. There it is.
So yeah, I reckon Hulu will be a good place for that. And they got some more adult stuff on Nat Geo as well, which is yeah. like The World According to Jeff Goldblum. Who, to be fair, I don't really... That ain't for me. Got Will Smith voicing some content as well.
Okay.
Oh, let's not forget, jeez. Avatar. Home Alone, Mrs. Doubtfire, yeah. Ice Age, Sister yeah. Act. I'm just, all of this content.
All these content, how much of it is going to get watched and how much are the originals that people going to watch? How many people are going to go back and watch Home Alone? People have seen Home Alone loads of times. How many people are going
to... It's funny you should say that. Then, to be fair, they put these films on every single year.
Yeah.
And they people get watched.
They do get watched. And so
favorites,
they will,
yeah. But as I say, because you already know the brand,
yeah.
that's 90% of the work done.
Exactly. How much choice is too much choice?
But then that's a very good point. But I think that's why they need 6 months for the algorithm to kick in and work out what you like. Because I think if I were to log into your Netflix funk or your Netflix bill, it would be alien to me. In fact, I know I've gone into Netflix and I'm like, oh, that's not my profile.
Yeah.
Just like you can tell straight away. Because for me, it's like freaking Star Trek, Star Wars, Star this, sci-fi. Someone else, it's like, you know, just pure true crime. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's a very good point. But what they will do is they'll start to use the information that they get to come in. I need to just double check something. I'll let you crack on, but I need to check something because there's another thing that I need to bring to the table as well. A deal that just got broken.
It is a good point what you said, but that was the argument that was posed against PlayStation and Nintendo.
Mm.
And PlayStation churned out so much games, which some of us never played, but titles like Parappa the Rapper and weird obscure titles, they actually filled the void of trying to just go for heavy hitting titles. Because what Nintendo and Sega, they banked on was the strength of Sonic and Mario, and that was it. And they kept churning out these Sonic and Mario titles when you could have been investing in those established brands and then pushing outwards. That's how you get Last of Us and all these other titles. So, I mean, Disney know what they're doing because they've been doing it long enough, and I think that's what we fail to recognise. They've got longevity because they know how to stay relevant for how many years.
Jeez. I mean, don't get me wrong, I am excited for it. I might be a little bit like, but I'm excited for it. I mean, I sign up straight away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited for The Mandalorian and all these other little bits. I'm just a little bit anxious about the originals and Because I know what I'm getting with Netflix.
The thing is, yeah, originals aren't going to be there for us, so we're not really interested in originals. We're interested in the way the original narrative is going to get pushed into some new content. So I'm interested in things like The Mandalorian and stuff like that, which takes a title that we already know and then makes it new and contemporary.
Yeah,
which is why the Joker is a really defining moment in not just comic book history, but the whole remake culture, because it's taking a character which everyone thought they'd seen every iteration of it
and
it turned it on his head. Now a lot of directors are going to be like, do you know what, we're going to take something really, really old, really established, like
Thundercats.
Yeah.
I saw that tweet.
I'll break that down to the listener. Sorry, this is a digression within a digression.
So I got wind the other day this week of Thundercats Roar, and I think it's been in the works for a little while now. Thundercats Roar, and it's a new remake. It's coming out on Cartoon Network, a series, and it's in the theme of this new style of animation, which is new,
cute, and
yeah, it's really soft, really cute. Dude,
what style is that? Is it? It looks trippy.
There's cartoons like Steven Universe and Adventure Time, and it's just a case of the animation is, it looks less human like and more cartoonish, much more geared to a younger audience, probably under 7. Yeah. And they've taken a cartoon which, by essence, was very testosterone-driven, bravado-esque, and they've taken all of it out. They've taken the life force out of that cartoon, and they've made it really cute, really... It's quite sad from a nostalgia aspect. Some people online actually like the way it's been rebranded, and they think... it could bring in a new audience.
Sad.
It's quite sad because... That is the sad part of when you take something established which has a lot of ties to people's sentimental past.
It's true.
And you ruin it.
You ruined it. Funk is not happy at all.
I'm not happy at all.
Right.
The thing is, they've done an adult version in 2011 and they actually cut the season short. So...
Yeah.
From
an adult version,
yes, not an adult, but they've got like anime.
Like, yeah,
do you know what you should really check into? There's like an anime X-Men. So do you know the X-Men?
Really?
The classic X-Men cartoon, but they've done an actual anime version of it. That's really, really good.
That must be gritty. Yeah.
So,
all right, cool.
It's that kind of what's that Adult Swim kind of energy behind this one? Where the look of it is young. But the jokes in it are going to be quite old and it is weird. Yeah.
Yeah, you're against it. I can tell. Right. So Disney Plus is coming to Sky Q.
Interesting.
So this means now if you have a Sky Q account, you can also sign into your Netflix and your Disney Plus. But what makes this really convenient for Sky is you can search in Sky Q and it searches Netflix, Sky, and whatever else you're like, and Disney Plus. So that means you've got, because one thing people have said to me is like, oh, you've got to switch between different things to do this. Now you can just sit there and just search for like Beauty and the Beast and it will find it.
I want you to tell me who's who's that on the horizon. There's a silhouette on the horizon, like Akuma. It's just a shadow. And that silhouette is Apple TV. How do they fit into this?
I don't know, man.
Because I feel like they're going to come in like Raging Demon. Do you know like Raging Demon where the screen goes black and then everyone, Disney Plus is lying on the floor, Netflix is lying on the floor, and it just says perfect.
I don't know. Because I've seen Prime has had some good content like The Boys.
Yeah.
Apple TV. I've got a free year of it. Nothing has reached out to me. I've not seen anything.
The morning show is really good.
Okay.
So is the astronaut one. That one's really good. I've started watching the astronaut one.
They've got to have some sort of trump card to be investing, to even try to enter into that market. They can't have just put money and made a logo and said, "Oh, we're here. We want a piece of the pie." They've got to have something there to leverage against all this amazing content. Because Disney have come hard and heavy. They've pretty much made a statement. Netflix have got good original content.
You think about it though, right? £5 a month for Apple TV, £5 a month for Disney, £10 a month for Netflix.
Billy's currently reading his bank statement. Go on.
£80 a year for Amazon Prime.
The pockets are crying, man.
It's starting to total up.
People don't want to pay their TV license.
You don't want to pay your TV license.
Well, this is interesting because over here in the UK, we obviously have to pay TV license.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, technically. What you can do. No, I'm joking.
The legitimate line is that you have to pay for obviously the sub. But back in the day, they actually used to have these vans that used to drive up past people's houses,
which have been proven to be absolute bollocks, scaremongering.
But the vans,
man was inside eating a cheese toastie.
The vans used to actually scare me because you used to react to any van which had like a satellite on top of it. You think they were beaming into your house to check to see if there's any transmissions coming from there. So in the UK, they're actually proposing this Conservative government, Boris, once he got his foot in there, he's actually said he wants to take away TV license. And obviously everyone in the BBC is kind of worried about that because it, on some level, it provides a sense of original and impartial content. I say impartial in inverted commas, kind of thing. It's very impartial. It's very hard to be impartial when you're linked towards the government.
Exactly.
But if you remove that, then does BBC enter into the battle with its own sort of streaming service and payment?
They already are in the mix because
but you don't pay for it though.
They do make money off some of their bigger shows. So Top Gear.
Yeah, what was that he said?
Is that BritBox?
Yeah, that's
the
I've
BBC
seen that.
And ITV collaborative effort. Yeah. It's like £5 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not really doing but much money. I think a lot of free content. But
I think Boris. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
I think Boris wants to sell off Radio 1.
Yeah.
And he wants to keep a 2 and 4, I think he wants to keep. And then the rest just scrap.
Yeah.
Just get the channels that he likes. That's pretty much it, isn't it? You get the channels that he likes.
That's a little dictatorish, isn't it?
But yeah, so BBC do make money already. So Top Gear is probably one of their most lucrative offerings. So they sell that worldwide. So, you know, BBC Worldwide, they make money off content already. Mm-hmm. They make profit off some of those bits of content. I don't know about profit on the whole, obviously. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very interesting. But I think we should definitely have a public service element in there because it keeps everyone on their toes. Sometimes public TV, you get some crud. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also with commercial TV, you get crud. So, you know, Love Island, not really for me. And then you'll get some crappy documentary on the BBC I don't like. But then you get things like The Bake Off, which ain't for me.
Uh-huh.
But that show is so good that Channel 4 bought it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It does numbers.
Exactly. Done really good numbers. And even Channel 4, which isn't like the most commercial of all television stations.
Great content.
And they came up with things like Big Brother well before anyone else kind of turned them into what, like
Top Boy, which Drake liked.
There we go, Top Boy, which has now been bought by Netflix. Yep. Do you know what I mean? So without those kind of stations out there, we won't be able to try out new things, which will be very, very interesting. But yeah, we've given you the update on that. So for me, the most interesting thing is the amount of content Disney have. We're going to keep an eye on that when it drops. I believe, Funk, without us saying too much, we will have access to some Disney content. We do have access to some Disney content before it drops. So we'll be watching some of that. and talking about that on the show coming up too. So that's it. So we've got some more conspiracy theory stuff for you.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I love this.
So
My forte.
What's that? Wait, is there anything else you want to bring to the streaming table at the moment before we crack on?
Oh, any our predictions?
Yeah. While he's at it, Billy, is there anything you want to say?
What's that thing they bring out before every World Cup? They bring out some sort of animal and
an octopus. You want to be an octopus?
Predict the scores.
Fox are octopus now. Go on.
I'm going to say a couple of things.
You want to buy one?
Because he's got to counteract my one.
Yeah, I think.
It's 1-0 to me.
Why is he doing it to himself?
I think there'll be a market share for both Netflix and Disney. I think they both cater for different audiences. So I think they'll still be battling out. I think most people would have one or two different, subscribe to two different subscription services. They'll either have Amazon and Netflix or Netflix and Disney or just one of the two. Apple will still be there. And I think at some point, Premier League are going to, I'm going back to my sport, I think Premier League are going to release like some sort of Premflix.
Okay. Premflix.
I like that.
Premflix.
He's even chucked in a branded name for that.
I think that's the only thing that's keeping conventional TV alive is the fact that you can watch live stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for my one?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, cool. I want to chuck in a bit of economics in there as well, also, and tie it to the recent. I'm going harder than you, man. Pause.
Coronaflix.
Yeah. So I predict
Disney is behind the coronavirus and they did it so everyone stays in and watches it. Is that?
Yeah, there's that. Cool. Right, yeah. But also, I think because we're looking at a possible global recession, that's going to mean less money in the pocket, which means with all these streaming services, people are going to be a little bit more ruthless on which ones they actually sign up for.
Yeah.
And I think they will actually go for the one that offers the better deal, which will be Disney. So shows... sites like Netflix are probably going to suffer, and what you're probably going to find is that people will watch their choice shows on there, a bit like HBO with Game of Thrones, where a lot of people weren't actually signed up to HBO, but they managed to watch the show, whether it's
by hook or crook. Yeah.
So I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to actually get the real paid subscribers sign up to Disney Plus, and then the choice marquee shows on Netflix, whether it be a new Breaking Bad season, or that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to pull out a new Breaking Bad season to try and draw people back into a paid subscription at Netflix again. That's my prediction.
I'm just going to throw something out there. Then when Netflix first came out,
yeah,
it was like £5 a month, £6 a month, £7 a month, £8 a month. Disney to get all this influx of subscribers. 2, 3, 4 years down the line, same price as Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
£9, £10.
But by that time, it'll be worth it because you're getting more for Disney than you would be for Netflix. The thing with Netflix, you're paying for untried and untested programming. Whereas with Disney, it's loved. It's loved program. It's tried, it's tested. So you actually don't mind paying that. Even if it gets to something stupid like £20 a month, I don't think people would actually be bothered if they're watching the new Home Alone sitcom with Macaulay Culkin at this age now. And people would buy into that.
But with Mandalorian, it's still testing. Even though it's with a tried format, it's a tried show, they're still testing. You don't know what you're going for.
It's not a complete leap of faith, though, compared to...
Say, okay, Witcher.
The Witcher or Narcos.
I see that.
We will see. So is that your prediction, Bill? He played it safe this time, though, innit?
Yeah.
Played it safe.
Right. I say that, Ro, but I've still subscribed. As soon as that news came out, bang, Disney.com. I've just signed up to...
All right. Before we get out of here, let's get into the world of conspiracies, though, Funk. Back in. Now, when you look up something online, no matter where you search, you're bound to read a myth or two.
You should have put X-Files on.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Give me 2 seconds. Okay, you got to give me some fill time there, Funk.
Okay, cool.
Right. So Disney. I don't know, but Disney, I'm excited. It's going to be a one day thing. I'm going to be like opening straight up Mandalorian because I've looked for the Disney Plus app on my phone 3 times now. Okay, I still can't find it. It's not out yet.
Can you not? Oh, geez. I've not just got the X-Files theme. I've got the old UKG remix of Netflix, of the X-Files. This is actually, I had this on vinyl. Wait, let's take it.
With nothing.
The truth is out there.
I never heard this before.
The truth is out there.
This is a vinyl cut. Right. Let's take it to the drop. For those that say all UKG tunes were better than anything else.
I need to know the truth.
I'm an MC, keeping proven lyrical sign, you know man, your way with us.
Right, that's enough of that. Right, anyway, so conspiracy.
Yep.
So most things you search on the internet, you're bound to come across a myth or two, right? Especially when it comes to technology funk.
Okay.
From 5G conspiracy theories to radiation poisoning, we've managed to grab some information. Big shout out to onbuy.com, who have given us, they've conducted a survey which asked Brits to select mobile phone myths they believe are true. So these myths roughly break down into three categories, and we've got some highlights of those. They're battery myths, security myths, and general myths.
Okay.
These are all myths. What do you call a bunch of myths? Myths.
Mysticism. Just myths.
Is it like sheep is sheep and sheep?
Yeah.
A load of sheep is sheep.
Yeah, but myth is a single myth, and myths. Okay. There's loads of myths.
All right, cool. Myths. And what if this something is owned by a myth? Is it a myth?
That doesn't, no.
So yeah, battery myths, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. 87 of those surveyed by OnBuy believe that apps running in the background use up your battery. Did you realise that that's not the case? I used to think that an app in the background was like rinsing my battery.
Okay.
But if it does use your location, I think it does use a little bit of your battery, okay, if your location services, yeah, are on, right? Okay, cool. Security myths as well. You're gonna love some of the security myths, Phil. I've got some great ones for you. Fuck. All right, cool. Security myths, right? Free Wi-Fi is safe to use. Did you think it's safe to use?
Yeah.
Nah, bruv.
No, I didn't know.
It's not safe to use, man. Okay. So yeah, free Wi-Fi. Incognito mode on your browser protects your privacy.
No.
Yeah, that is a myth that people believe. Yeah. I don't use incognito mode. You got to be getting on that browser, which is called what's it called? It's called DuckDuckGo.
That's a search engine.
Search engine, but it's got a browser as well. Which you can download. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Taking the SIM out of your phone keeps it from being tracked.
Yes.
No.
That is also a myth. These are all myths. Yeah, it doesn't. The phone still carries data as well.
Yeah, wow, interesting.
Yeah. All right, here's some general ones. Using a mobile phone near a petrol pump can cause an explosion.
Yeah.
It's a myth, bruv.
Really?
Yeah, I hate, you know what, people, I'm like using my phone and I'm like, at the petrol station, people like
they had a CSI episode like that where the man spontaneously combusted and they were looking for a killer, but it's because he used his phone at a petrol pump and he burst into flames.
So I mean, CSI, man, CSI, yeah. That's what Dr. Tiny Temple looked at before his corona. Why such happy music for such a grim show as well? I find it quite macabre.
It introduced me to The Who anyway. Yeah.
Fair enough. You shouldn't keep your phone in the same pocket as your credit card.
I thought that was true.
It's another myth.
Makes really?
No different whatsoever.
I thought it would wipe off the magnetic strip and...
Yeah, I thought that for a little while because it sounds like logical, apparently, you know.
Okay.
Phones interfere with hospitals and planes.
Yeah, hospital machinery, equipment, yeah.
Apparently it's a myth.
Really?
But the thing is, I don't know if I want to kind of say that on the show because I kind of like the fact that people use their phones a little less in hospital because it can be annoying because there's always one person that's like, hello, I'm in the hospital at the moment.
Yeah.
Well,
it kind of makes sense because I've never really seen the nurses or doctors get really irate at people using their phones. So
yeah, it's just the annoying person using it. Smartphones give off... go on.
Actually, when I had the operation on my wrist about 3 weeks ago, the doctor was using his phone during the surgery. So I should have clocked on from then.
Were they sending a tweet?
No, he was... Oh. He took a phone call.
Yeah.
So he's actually pulling he's pulling the pins out of my wrist. I'm under local anaesthetic because I had to be awake. Yep.
What's it? So you're under anaesthetic.
Yeah. Under local anaesthetic. Yeah.
And he's on the phone.
Yeah. So he took a phone call. Yeah.
Hello. I'm a busy runner.
Yeah. That is mad.
Hello.
That's like your barber.
I'm in a surgery.
Yeah. I don't mind my barber being on the phone while he's trimming me, but if you're taking out stitches, I feel like I require a bit more effort than that. Yeah.
He's taking out pins out of my wrist.
Watching Netflix while he's taking pins out of your wrist. Right. So these are some of the urban myths. These are the funkiest ones. 6% of the population of the UK believe that you can cook an egg by placing it between two mobile phones.
They're the 6% that are going to catch corona.
Yeah. That's all. If you round up though, that's 10%. That's one in every 10 people believe that. That's shocking. Right, cool. Never use a mobile phone when there is a lightning storm. 19% of the population believe that to be true.
I can kind of see how that could be believable.
It's a myth.
Especially if you've got those old phones with the antenna.
Your fingers
act as a conductor.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. That would make another episode of CSI. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right, here's another one. Yeah, go then. On. 25% of the population believe that you can charge an iPhone in 20 seconds using a microwave oven. Bro.
A quarter of the population.
They just think, yeah, 20, quick 20 seconds. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. Right, here's a few more though. More megapixels equal a better camera. That is 66% of people believe that.
No.
That is not true. Doesn't matter, no. It's all about...
The lens.
Yeah. Various other things as well. Sensor size. Charging your phone overnight is bad for it. 34%. You listening, Dad? Yeah? You used to tell me not to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Is that true?
Nah.
Really?
Urban myth, mate.
I used to believe, yeah, that laptops, phones, they had a certain, like a clock as to how many times you could charge it.
Well, that is true.
That is true, but charging it overnight when it's full isn't going to break it. Do you know what I mean? It's not going to cause an issue at all whatsoever. What else have we got? There's loads of these. All right, you shouldn't use your phone while it's charging. 24% of the population believe that to be true.
That's ridiculous.
Makes no difference.
Yeah.
Totally fine. A bigger battery means a longer battery life.
Okay. Size does matter.
Sizes matter. 21% believe that. That's actually not true. Depends on how your phone runs.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh, no. You should drain your battery completely before charging.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Is that true?
Used to 18% think it is true. It's not. It's another myth. People used to think that that was true. And I think it did used to be true before the current iteration of batteries that we use, where it was like, I remember watching a show where they likened it to milk. So it was like you had to, if you kept on filling up a bottle of milk every time it's half empty, you'd end up with a off milk.
So some of these are true before Apple have been taken to court and found guilty for fiddling with our phones from, I think it's anything before like iPhone 6, isn't it?
Anything before that. All right, one more before we get out of here, Fug. Having a phone near your private parts can reduce your sperm count.
I thought he was going to say giving your phone to your baby can run up the phone bills, which is true.
Giving your phone to a child shuts it up. Yes, this is true. Yeah. But yeah, apparently that's not true either. It doesn't reduce your sperm count.
Really?
In fact, I think it gives the radiation gives your sperm two tails.
Mutants.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So there's all of our phone stuff. There you go, man. Oh, my favourite sound effect has to be the microwave ping today, though. Who has a microwave? I think the microwave at the office does that, doesn't it?
I think most of them do something like that. Like a ting.
Mine just goes like boop, boop, but I love a little.
It's like a bicycle.
Anyway, we've got to get out of here because we've got an interview which is probably going to make its way into a whole nother episode of How to Kill an Hour because we've almost done an hour here. Mm-hmm.
Can I say who it is?
Gosh, should we say? I don't like to say until we get it in the can sometimes, but should we risk it?
Yeah, go on.
Got Noel Clark and Ashley Waters, aka Asher D. And brand new show.
And Noli C.
Yeah, Noli C, Bulletproof. Isn't it interesting that Asher D, like Ice Cube and Ice-T, is a gentleman that is now playing a rapper turned copper on a TV. Amazing, bro. I love it. I'm like, Asher D, yeah? Copper, yeah? Couldn't have seen that 20 years ago. Maybe you should ask him, could you, 20 years ago or 15 years ago, would you have been able to say that I could see myself playing like a police officer?
He's played both sides of the law.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been Marcus Brunzy. You can find me on Twitter at MarcusBronzy, and the same on all other social medias.
Where can we find you from? Funk Butcher. Find me on all social mediums.
Mediums
at Funk Butcher.
Yeah, and everything How to Kill an Hour at How to Kill an Hour. Also, make sure you join our mailing list as well and our Facebook group. We put links to that in the show description. Because Facebook is where it's at. We're going to start putting more content in there. We've also been filming bits and bobs around the show as well. Mm-hmm. So you've got Funk and I reacting to some very interesting pieces of internet faff that have come up, including that catfish video. If you want to see that, join the Facebook group and check that. Anyway, plenty of ways to kill time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Bless.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.